happy Wednesday, Monday, and welcome to the Early Edge. We're just 51 days away from NFL season. We've got NFL futures for you, along with a lot of other picks, including WNBA, MLB, whatever you want. We've got it here on a Monday. Let's see how we did on Friday, though. Let's take a look at the recap screen. Ooh, this is busy. We go 9-7-1, 2-for-2 on my golf picks. It's pretty uneven the rest of the way. A lot of 1-for-2s, 2-for-4s. Shout out to Brasco. He ends up going 2-for-4, sniper, 1-for-2. 9-7-1 is okay. We hit some plus money here, but we did have some juicy plays as well. So a pretty much even day. Let's bring in the stars of the show. Actually, before we do that, Ben, if you don't mind, let's take a look at the sports line picks. Let's get those out of the way. Hit the like button if you could. For EC, who has the Rays money line at plus 126, and for Micah Roberts, who likes the Tigers Cubs over 11.5 at minus 105. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and bring in the stars of the show on a Monday Early Edge. We've got Larry Hartstein, we got Calvin Wetzel, we got Prop Stars, and we've got A-Mags. I don't know where to start. You know, Proppy, I'm going to start with you. Like I said, we have 51 days. We're 51 days away to NFL kickoff. You've got an MLB prop, but correct me if I'm wrong. You've got an NFL future as well.
Stia, not only do I have an NFL future, I have my favorite season-long prop. It's a multi-unit bet for me. I've personally already wagered a significant position on this bet, so very excited to share this and to get this out early.
Larry, if you don't mind, could you be on the other side of this so we could have a showdown so we could talk about it all season like Matthew Golden?
I am ready to go double or nothing against Proppy, but on my prop that I'm going to give out today, not on his, because I have to say I like his a lot too.
Calvin Wetzel, we've got a four-game WNBA slate. You got a couple of picks for us?
Yeah, and one of them is going to be a first score, which I haven't done in a while. I know people like that. So I have two picks. One of them is going to be that, four games tonight, and then a rare off day tomorrow. And then basically the whole league in action on Wednesday before the All-Star break coming up this weekend.
A-Mags, as I look at the kitten that's on screen, on Prop Star's screen here, and I'm forgetting, is it Proppy, real quick, the name, is it Little? I'm trying to remember the name of the new one.
It is Little. This is Little. He's happy to be making his second appearance on the Early Edge. And he's an avid sports fan as well.
Hey, Meg, speaking of appearances, you appear to be wearing a Pittsburgh Pirates hat, which I think is a preview maybe of something that Proppy and myself have for this show.
Yeah, and myself too. I'm going to take a hitter prop in that game. So we're all kind of loading up a little bit here. And I think it's also a good time. Look, if say what you want about the Yankees and the weekend series that they had, whatnot, against the Dodgers, like just kind of thinking as the most basic form, they played two games on Sunday, a lot going on. I think it's good practice to try to fade those teams coming off the Sunday night anyways. So that's a lot of work they had to do there just to get a win last night. I think there's going to be some Pirate stuff rolling around here, and hopefully Katie Taylor jumps in the chat.
Oh, absolutely. We'll be at Addison in the chat, Sports Savant, Capper Taylor, Scotty Tuhati, Moshi is in here, Jeff Stenberg, so Liddy is in here, so many in here. Hit the like button if you could. All right, we've got two picks out of the way, two MLB picks. If you joined us late, we led the show with two sports line picks. I'm about to click the enter button on a sports line pick that I'm going to give out on the show, but I'm putting it on sport. Normally, I have it, you know, hours before the show, but I'm going to be doing it right here, right now. Prop Stars, though, you've got an NFL prop. And you've got an MLB play for today. So in whatever order you wish, give them out.
Indeed, Sia. Yeah, we'll start with the MLB. A-Mags is the hat. There's a lot of synchronicity between us. So going to start by fading Yankees pitcher Ryan Weathers going under 17.5 pitching outs today against this Pittsburgh lineup. Weathers has been inconsistent from the mound this season. He's been under this. He hasn't gone six innings in three consecutive starts. We know Pittsburgh's offense has been exceptional, second in weighted on base average on the season. Even if you zoom in closer over the last 14 days or 30 days, they're also top two in that category as well. So this just looks like a very organic spot to fade Ryan Weathers, who I think will struggle to go six innings today. And then we'll go over to the NFL. Colston Loveland. I am so high on Colston Loveland entering this season. His season-long receiving yard prop is 799 and a half yards. I think he could eclipse this in the first half of the season. I was so impressed with Colston Loveland last year. First of all, tight ends typically struggle as they transition to the NFL. Having these blocking assignments, there's just a lot on their plate. We really saw him down the stretch just put in some really impressive stuff in that Ben Johnson offense. So I'm very high on Colston Loveland. Over the final four games, he averaged, two of these were playoff games as well, he averaged 93 receiving yards, 12 targets, 7 receptions. If we extrapolate that over the course of a 17-game season, it would be just shy of 1,600 yards, 120 receptions. Do I think he's going to do that? Probably not, but I do think that he is very likely going to eclipse a 1,000-yard mark. I think he's going to be the featured player in this Caleb Williams offense year two. I think Caleb Williams also, if we look at his career, he's made significant jumps year in and year out. So year three of his career, heading into year two in this Ben Johnson offense, where they both had a lot of learning to do. We also saw Colston Loveland's route tree expand as the season progressed. He's an every down player. He's the top playmaker in this Chicago offense now as well. DJ Moore's vacating. So I just think Colston Loveland is set up nicely to have a massive season. So was so impressed with his rookie season. I actually faded his season-long prop, got off to a really slow start, ended up just going on an absolute tear down the stretch. So I just think Colston Loveland here is primed for a massive year too.
All right, we need Colston Loveland to get to 800 plus. You know we're close to football season when we get the Trevor Lawrence talk in the chat. It's from Joey Wrestling. He says, can we group ride Trevor Lawrence MVP plus 1,600? Okay, first of all, is that the real number? Because that's absurd. That should be like plus 3,000 at best. Prop stars, go ahead.
I would concur with you there. That is too short for him. But I would also mention, it's funny you bring that up, the MVP conversation, because I think Caleb Williams heading into year three is also a very good bet to win MVP.
It's interesting about the Bears and Caleb Williams, because you could absolutely see them having the commander type season where they just regress and they don't get the fortune of some of the stuff they got last year. But at the same time, Ben Johnson's a really good coach. So I think he's put Caleb Williams in a really good position, prop stars. I will say this, one more thing, because I know you have follow-up, and then we'll get to more picks, more baseball picks, including my pick that actually implicates Ryan Weathers. I think Minnesota's live to win the NFC North. I think every team in the NFC North is live to win the NFC North, and I pinpoint Minnesota because they're over plus 500 to win that division. And by the way, we're going to talk futures on CBS Sports Network from 12 to 1 today, MLB and NFL futures, but this was a 9-8 team with a horrible quarterback situation last year. Still a pretty good defense, great defensive coordinator. And if Kyler Murray is even decent with the weapons they have on offense, especially at receiver, I think everybody should be watching out for the Minnesota Vikings. Prop stars, go ahead.
Very competitive division. I would agree there. Some great head coaches as well. Regarding Caleb Williams, though, if we look at his career dating back to USC as well, he is taking significant leaps every single season. So I really believe heading into year three for him, also year two of this offense, he is poised for a massive year as well.
Joey Bin Co. says, Larry is locked in on his screen. He has something big coming up next segment. I can just feel it. Larry, is that true?
I mean, training camp is open, so you're definitely going to see a different kind of intensity from me, you know, now that football is back. So, but thanks, Joey. I hope it lives up to that.
All right. Jeff Stenberg says, Katie Taylor is in the chat. She loves your hat, Amex. She says, do we ride Pirates team total over 4.5 plus 125? So, Amex, before you answer that question, and you're about to give out your baseball picks as well, and then we're going to get to Calvin's WNBA picks. Can I just give out real quickly, because I don't want to talk about the Pirates like all show long, but I have two plays. One's just a future for the 3M Open, which I'll give at the end of the show. The other one is the Pirates first five. I think we're getting a good price here. Obviously, this is very consistent with prop stars play, but Amax, I want to get your reaction to this because, you know, we have Ashcraft who's like been a little shaky two of his last three starts, and maybe that means he's regressing, and maybe that means the rest of the season we're not going to see the Braxton Ashcraft we saw most of what we saw pre-All-Star break. But he's given up 5 runs in 2 of his last 3 starts, but he's going up against Ryan Weathers, and I still think Braxton Ashcraft's stuff has been really good. Ryan Weathers, on the other hand, he has been limiting runs, But I just don't think this is a very good pitcher. And we get the Pirates on the road, the Yankees coming off a doubleheader. But I do think just because the Pirates are on the road and because it's the Yankees, I think we're getting maybe a better price than we should. Minus 110 on the first five money line for the Pirates. I don't know what I think this should be. But I know minus 110, in my opinion, is too short. I would say maybe minus 125 because I think we got the pitching matchup. And I know that we have the hitting matchup here as well. As Proppy pointed out, the Pirates have been hitting really, really well most of the season, but especially lately. So, Amax, your reaction to Pirates first five money line at this minus 110 price?
Yeah, I do like it. And, you know, as I was looking through some of the comments here as well, we had Lee Price said Ashcraft has a higher K rate against lefties and the Yankees will stack lefties. And that is really where I was looking this morning was strikeouts. You know, there's going to be an opportunity for him to do really well. And you've said it. Maybe he had a little bit of a rough start there in his last one. I get it. But he's been, you know, really solid this whole year. The only thing that does give me a little bit of pause is he's given up more production to lefties. But I also really cannot back this Yankees offense right now. I mean, I know they're going to stack a bunch of lefties against him. I understand it's a hitter's park, but I just don't have a ton of trust in their hitters to do well against a guy that, I mean, he's got like a 5-6 pitch mix. Like, he's not an easy person to figure out. So I would go with Ashcraft and the Pirates here today.
All right, it looks like we have DJ likes the Rays money line. If you joined us late in the show, EC is on the Rays money line at plus 126. All right, Amex, let's talk about what you're officially on. You've got, I think, a couple of picks for us in MLB today.
Yeah, I do. And I got to say, I didn't like love the sides and totals or you know, kind of the rest of the slate here. I felt like a lot of the strikeout props that I would normally be looking for some overs on were, you know, maybe one strikeout too high. And some of those fade spots I did feel were, you know, kind of similarly maybe on some guys that I felt had some upside. So probably going to pivot away from most of the strikeouts here today. But first one I was looking at, just kind of looking here, Yordan Alvarez projects really well tonight. Hits, runs, and RBIs, total bases. But then when you start to look at the lineup around him and going up against Jansen Junk, who's been significantly better against righties, there should be a bunch of righties stacked up around him in the lineup. And I would not be surprised if they try to just pitch incredibly carefully to Yordan Alvarez and attack some of those righties in the order near him. So I'm going to go Alvarez for one walk here. It's minus 125. Even if you wait a little bit, sometimes those walk prices fluctuate once the lineup does come in. So maybe able to get a little bit of a better price. But I even looked at 2+ walks. I mean, when Alvarez has gotten a walk recently, he's gotten 2. So I wouldn't be surprised if they kind of just pitch. I wouldn't say pitch around him, but kind of just, you know, stay away from him for most of the game, at least when Junk is in. If you look at Junk here against lefties, it's a 3.15 average, 5 homers and 51 hits in just over 30 innings, where if you look against righties, it's 26 innings and just 17 hits. So significantly better for Junk against righties. And if there is any lefty in this Astros order that you want to avoid, it's certainly Yordan Alvarez. He takes a bunch of pitches anyways. He has a great eye, so he could, you know, come up with a walk late in the game just kind of as to who he is. But I would not be surprised to see Jansen Junk and Miami stay away from him early in the game. So I did play a little bit on that 2+. I think it was, you know, around plus 500, but minus 125, I was fine here to take Alvarez for one walk in this game. And secondly, this hat that I'm wearing, which I'm happy to see Katie Taylor show up in the chat here because this is her team. And now this team comes into New York, and yes, oh yes, you're facing Ryan Weathers, the lefty, and I'm looking for a hitter in this lineup to attack a lefty with, and there really might not be anybody better or hotter at the moment. And I'm going to try to get this right. Esmerlin Valdez, I think I said it right, but if I said it wrong, I apologize to him and his family, his lineage, and everyone else. But it's a 300 average in July, but specifically since coming off this break, the 3 games that he's had since coming back, I mean, he has been tearing it up. 10 total bases in 3 games. He just continues to hit, picking up right where he left off in the first half of the season. And he's been significantly better against lefties as well. If you look at him against lefties, it's a 3.71 average. Against righties, it's a 2.71 average. Now, he hasn't been bad against righties when the Yankees very likely go to a right-handed relief pitcher. I think he'll be just fine. But there's much more strikeout upside for him on that right side. So I don't know how much I want to bank on him doing it against the righties late, but against Ryan Weathers, this lefty, he's going to face him at least twice, if not maybe 3 times. I think plus 100 to be on the away team near the top of the order, kind of in the thick of the scoring mix there. I really like Valdez to keep it going here. And at, again, at that price, plus 100, you kind of got to just play it and not think too much more about it. So I do like the Pirates here, but hopefully Valdez is part of the scoring and we cash that one nice and early.
All right, Lou Brusco is in the chat. Hit the like button for Lou Brusco. It's his birthday today, and he says, see it, today is my birthday. Can I get a birthday parlay? I'm making one as we speak. It's going to involve my Pirates first five bet, but I'm gonna have a WNBA pick in there too. It's actually just peeling off something Calvin's about to give out, and then I'll throw in another first five, and we'll see if we can get something like, not super fun, something in that like plus 200, 250 range. If anybody else on the panel wants to throw out a parlay, feel free. I do want to throw out what BetMGM has for you today, by the way. Once a day, play our free-to-play BetMGM swing for the fences for a chance to win daily prizes. Play as the batter and pick an area of the strike zone. If your batter gets a hit, you win a prize. Quick reminder again, from 12 to 1, we'll have the CBS Sports Network show, and it's going to be MLB and NFL. A lot of MLB, actually, including some futures talk and some NFL. Somebody, I think it was Jen, was asking if that's going to be put on Sportsline. I'm not 100% sure if the two segments we're going to do will be put on Sportsline. Maybe, probably, but I will say, and Ben, maybe you can chime in and let us know, but I will say that we're going to have a lot of NFL content on this channel and on CBS Sports Network, and I can guarantee you a lot of that's going to be on the Sportsline YouTube channel. So make sure you and your friends are subscribed. Ben, do you want to chime in?
Yeah, we're going to post both NFL futures on YouTube. So
awesome.
Well, plenty of ways to watch.
Awesome. I absolutely love that. All right. We got to take a break. We got to get to Calvin. We got to get to Larry. I got a PGA outright to give out at 90 to 1. That's kind of fun. All right. We're going to do all of that right after this message from our partners. We're back on the Early Edge, brought to you by BetMGM. And gentlemen, we've got a lot more to talk about. Calvin, I'm going to go right to you. You've got a couple of WNBA picks. This is a nice slate tonight. And we've got four games. And I know one of the games involves my Mystics and I should say my Valkyries because I love that team as well. But talk to me first about a first score play.
Yeah, we're going to start with the Toronto Tempo to score first against the Aces. This is really about the jump ball edge. Toronto's been using Yara Sabaly as the jump ball taker for a lot of the season. She wins 29% of her jump balls. So they usually don't start with the ball first, but she has been coming off the bench for the last few games, and now she's hurt tonight, and they've been using Izzy Harrison to take the jump ball. I don't think the markets have adjusted to that. Izzy Harrison is a 73% jump ball winner, and it's a totally different game, and they're going against Melissa Smith for the Aces, who wins 38%. So Toronto should start with the ball first here, and even as big underdogs, if you're going to start with the ball first, I'm generally going to bet on you to score first, especially if we're getting anywhere in the range of regular juice, which we are here. It's a pick of minus 114 each way. So I love this. I would project this into the minus 130. So if this moves out to minus 120, minus 125, you have room to play this as well. And then I am going with the Valkyries as well. If anyone didn't figure that out yet, -8, or there's some -8.5s out there against the Mystics. You can take that. The Valkyries are absolutely cooking lately, 9 straight wins. They're knocking on the door of first place, and I love betting them anyway. I think tonight is a great time to ride. They actually didn't cover the first leg of this back-to-back. They played the Mystics on Saturday, won by 5 with an 8.5-point spread. But in these back-to-backs, I generally bet the team that didn't cover the first leg to bounce back and cover that second leg, especially when you have a coach like Natalie Nicasse, who I think is the best or maybe second best coach in the league at worst. And I know she's going to be making adjustments. We're going to get that pendulum swinging the other way tonight. So I like Golden State. And when you look at how they've played as favorites this year, 15 games as favorites, they're outperforming the spread by an average of 3 points per game. That is the highest mark in the league. So I'm betting on that trend continuing. And then for Lou, if you want a third leg for a little birthday parlay, you can put those two with the Storm plus 10.5. Not an official play, but I am going to be talking about that one on HQ tonight. So throw the Storm in there as well if it gets you a little boost on a three-legger.
All right. We're giving Lou some birthday parlays, and I have one already. It implicates a lot of the picks on this show, including a pick that Larry's about to give out. But real quick, before we get there, Liddy wants to know, A-Mags, do we like the Braves minus 140 versus J.P. Sears?
So I do like the Braves. I didn't love the price, but I have to say I have been a serial J.P. Sears fader. So I don't think J.P. Sears is really good at all. The only thing is just, I do believe the Braves have been a little bit worse against lefties, at least for strikeout purposes, for sure. So looking at that, -140, I had it priced maybe a little bit better, but I do side with the Braves. Certainly, I'll never back JP Sears.
We've got Kale or Cole Davenport. That looks like an A to me. Kale Davenport. Larry, I'm going to bounce this off of you and then Prop Stars. And then Larry, we're going to get to your official plays. I love this from Kale. That's Kale, right? C-A-L-E. Okay. Yeah. He says Joe Burrow, most regular season passing yards plus 750. How do we not at least like that, Larry?
It all sets up for him to absolutely go off. He's got to stay healthy, though. I preferred playing his touchdowns. I think he's going to have a ton of touchdowns. I like his prop for the season over on the touchdowns because he's a guy that could miss three or four games and still clear that number. Injuries always the question with him, but yeah, it looks good.
Prop Stars, before you chime in here, I think the Bengals are Super Bowl live. My crazy exacta is the Rams over the Bengals at 90-1 in the Super Bowl. This defense is a lot better, but it's still not a great defense. So it's still going to be on Joe Burrow and company to score a lot of points. Your thoughts on this?
I would agree. I mean, with Joe Burrow, Larry, you both alluded to the durability concerns. I would also offer, as you mentioned, I do agree the Bengals look like a viable contender, but I think their defense will improve to the point where he's not going to have to, they don't want him dropping back 50 plus times a game. I think it's a good number. I'd also look at someone like Dak Prescott, who routinely flirts with 5,000 yards, also has the two alpha receivers as well, similar to Cincinnati. And the Cowboys could find themselves having to play from behind a bit as well. So I think Burrow's live. I'd make the number around plus 600, plus 650. So not something I'm personally running out to bet, but I do. I think he's certainly live, obviously. And one of the top.
Did everyone contenders. Feel that watching the show, listening to the show after the fact? Did everyone feel that adrenaline rush as soon as we talked NFL? Yeah, well, that's going to happen for the next, I don't know, 6-7 months. So good news there, Amex. That was for you. Larry, I know you have a couple of picks, but you also had some response there too.
Yeah, well, all 11 starters return on offense for the Bengals. They re-signed Risner, the guard. So they're all set with everybody coming back. One thing I wanted to mention is somebody said they wanted to credit Amex for helping him win $1,200 or $1,300 based on his Discord props the other day. And what I'm excited about, Sia, is I don't know if you heard about this, but Amex has started to dial into NHL, and he is promising to be active in the NHL Discord with a lot of props. I don't know that we could expect the same type of success right away that we have in baseball, but that's something I am definitely looking forward to.
A-Mags, quick response there before we get to Larry's picks. Larry, I did know that because A-Mags has been talking to me about how he's been tackling NHL props kind of under the radar over the last year or so. A-Mags, your response?
Yeah, a bunch of shots on goal props and goal scorers and first period totals and whatnot. We're going to have some fun in the Sportsline Discord this year and kind of almost mimic what we've done in the MLB channel over in the NHL channel. So definitely stick around. It'll be a lot of fun.
We've got Robbie Hockey, who is a great hockey capper as well in the chat. He says A-Mags at NHL with his eyes open there. That's really good stuff. I can't wait for that, A-Mags. Shout out to Robbie in the chat as well. We got people putting in NFL, like Brian Thomas, rebound year over 725.5, I assume that's supposed to be. Romeo Doubs, damn it, Romeo Doubs could have a good year too on his new team. All right, let's get back to baseball. And then once you're done, Larry, I'm going to give out my parlay, but you also have an NFL future. This is a great show. Go ahead.
Yeah, starting with Arizona, they came back from 7 down yesterday to beat the Cardinals. They're hot. They've won 6-7. They're playing the A's, who have lost 11-12. And in that span, the A's are getting outscored by about 5 runs per game. And that includes the game that they won in blowout fashion. So they're just a mess right now. And when you send Jeffrey Springs at 33 years old, who's given up 26 homers, the most in MLB, 19 homers allowed in just his last 10 starts. The ERA is over 10 since the start of June. The Diamondbacks crushed lefties. And then you back Springs up with the worst bullpen in baseball right now, a 5.51 ERA. I don't really care who the Diamondbacks are starting. I know it's Brat, and I know he doesn't have much experience, and he may not be very good, but I'm playing the Diamondbacks, and I'm playing them at plus money to take care of the A's. And then looking to the NFL, and I will wholeheartedly welcome a showdown with Prop Stars on this one. Chargers over 9.5 wins, -130 at FanDuel. You're seeing worse numbers elsewhere and even some 10.5s. Because, yes, it's about Mike McDaniel. Yes, it's about Jim Harbaugh, who's won 11 games in both of his seasons with L.A. But to me, it comes down to the offensive line. You had two tackles. Slater did not play at all. Joe Alt played 294 snaps. Those guys are healthy. Those are two tackles they didn't have last year. You had the worst center in the NFL, Bradley Bozeman, who retired, and you bring in the Cowboy center, Tyler Biadasz. So you are going to have a much improved offensive line. Oh, yeah, you add Keaton Mitchell with the breakaway speed. You draft a receiver that has 4.26 speed that Mike McDaniel can use. You also add David Njoku. You add them to all the weapons that Justin Herbert already has. Yes, you have to replace Jesse Minter. Chris O'Leary does seem to be a guy who's very familiar with Minter's system. And you draft Mezidor out of Miami, 12.5 sacks last year to help the pass rush. So I just think the Chargers are going to start 2-0 when you look at who they have. The schedule is not easy. The net rest is a problem. They're definitely at a disadvantage, but I think the talent is there for not only 10 wins, but 11, 12, maybe even 13.
Yeah, Cale Davenport says, I've given up on Justin Herbert. I understand that sentiment, but I do think the Mike McDaniel thing can't be understated, and the healthy offensive line can't be understated. So I like the play on the Chargers. The one pushback I'll give, and I like the over, but their schedule is pretty tough, and their rest advantage, you know, Warren Sharp does that rest advantage stuff, is the worst in the league. So like that would be the only hurdle for them, but I think they're really good. I think they're live to win the AFC. Prop Stars, any comments on the Chargers here?
No, I like the Chargers as well. I thought Larry made a very compelling argument. I would mention that Justin Herbert has really suffered from inconsistent offensive line play. So the best tackle tandem in the NFL returning to health will certainly be a big boost to that offense. As far as season-long props go for the Chargers, I think Ladd McConkey is poised for a nice rebound here as well. His season-long yards is 849.5 yards. So I look for Ladd McConkey to have similar success that he had in his rookie season heading into year three here for him.
I could absolutely see that with Mike McDaniel and no Keenan Allen on this team, at least not yet. I think he's still a free agent. Matthew Golden, 750 plus yards is +250. This is somebody basically like this is a Larry thing.
This
right?
is some bait for Larry. I would also offer. I'd even give Larry 3-1 on that if he wants to take a showdown on Matthew Golden going over 750 yards. So I'll beat that price for you, Larry.
Larry,
I mean, he can't get any worse. But you know, history is not kind to first round picks that have that kind of a rookie season. But so I'm going to stay off for now.
All especially right. First round picks that couldn't beat man coverage in college, which I mentioned ad nauseum. So still surprising.
See, when is the expiration date? I just need to know right now. I'm going to mark.
Well, it's funny
on this bit. Come on. I mean, there's got to be something else we can talk about.
Well, at least he said ad nauseum, because that's true. Like it has been like almost every show that you two have been on together. We found a way to work in the Matthew Golden showdown.
Kickoff of this season. That's the expiration.
Okay. I'm sure it'll probably come up. I think these are all fair. They're good for the show as well. All right. We've got so much more NFL to talk about over the next 51 days, special shows and whatnot. Speaking of futures though, let me give out a future on the 3M Open real quick. And then we're going to get to some questions and I'll finally give out that parlay, which I think is +288. William Mao +9,000, 90-1. Now here's the thing. I have bet this, but I'm actually waiting for the without Scotty Scheffler market to come out across all books, because I understand the people who bet golf, like Scotty Scheffler hasn't been winning tournaments. And I understand why you wouldn't want to take the without Scheffler market, because it does not ruin your odds, but your odds get a lot shorter. But I think Scotty Scheffler is winning this. He's +270 to win. I think it's a great course fit for him. He shouldn't even be playing this tournament. I think 3M sponsors him now, so he's going to be here. And I think he's going to dominate. So this 90-1, if you want to wait on it for the without Scotty Scheffler market, that's what I would recommend doing, because I'm putting way more on the without market outright than I am the money I put down on the 90-1. But because that's not out yet, and because that market will come out later today, I just wanted to get this out there. William Mao, we cashed on him last year. Was it Puerto Rico, I think, where we won a 70-1 ticket on him? Great ball striker. The putter has failed him a little bit, but he can absolutely pop with the putter. So, and by the way, this is an easy place to putt as well, at TPC Twin Cities. So just an excellent ball striker. He's not getting the credit he deserves. He should probably be in the 50-55-1 range. He's 90-1, 70-1 in some places, but people are starting to bet him down. People are starting to notice his number is too long. So I had to get this bet out there now. But again, if you fear Scottie Scheffler, and most people don't, I do, but most people don't, then maybe sprinkle this, but wait for the without Scottie Scheffler market to come out. I'll get into our Sportsline Discord and let you know when it does so that you can grab that number if you like this William Mao bet. A lot more bets to come. It'll probably be a pretty big card with a lot of long shots for the 3M Open. A-Mags, let's talk baseball. Anything in the chat that you needed to respond to?
Liddy did just ask. He said, D-backs -1.5, Braves -1.5, Cubs -1.5. I know, obviously, Larry likes the D-backs there, and I would agree with that. And I think the Braves and the Cubs are both totally fine. The thing I had mentioned, actually, before we got on here was I was hoping to give out Jameson Taillon under on the outs. It was 14.5 on MGM when it opened, and then it went down. Got taken off the board, went down to 12.5, I think, now. I mean, he only threw about 50 pitches in his last rehab, and looks like the weather is really going to be good for hitters in Chicago. So that would maybe be the only thing that would worry me if the bullpen has to cover a good bit of that game for them. But I don't mind that one at all.
Steve Folkert says Nats Rockies over 11.5. He says it's over 100 degrees in Colorado today. Your thoughts, A-Max?
Yeah, good point. At altitude, very hot weather. I also think that the Nats, just on the team total, I believe it was 6.5, which was a bit tough. But you were getting plus money, about plus 110 or so this morning. I wouldn't mind that one because I could see them really just going off. They just came from Sacramento. They got stone cold, almost shut out in game two. Then yesterday they were 1-for-12, 9 men left on base, and they still scored 5 runs. They hooked me on the over 5.5 team total, but they were terrible at driving runs in. I think they're probably at least a little bit better here against Kyle Freeland in Colorado. So I would take the over on the team total.
Calvin, Cosmic Charlie wants to know about the Wings plus 4.5 versus the Liberty. Before you answer that question, though, let me give out the parlay. It's predictable. Pirates first 5 money line, Diamondbacks game money line, and the Valkyries, I just took the money line, which is -375. You can do like an alt spread, -2.5. It just doesn't change the number dramatically enough for me to just not take the money line. Anyway, that's +288. Again, if you want to mess with the Valkyries, maybe you want to take them at -4.5, -5.5. That's going to get that closer to the +330, +350 range. But the parlay for Lou's birthday is Pirates first 5, Diamondbacks full game money line, and the Valkyries money line +288. Calvin, Wings +4.5.
Yeah, that one's interesting because the Wings are playing great right now. The Liberty are playing terrible. The Wings are a better team and they're at home. So you look at this line, it doesn't make any sense. But number one, the Wings are on the second leg of a back-to-back. And more importantly, last night in the first leg, we saw Paige Beckers have kind of a scary collision with Neko Gumbake. She left the game late. Mm-hmm. I think she's probably not going to play tonight. We don't know for sure, but I think this line is reflecting that the market thinks she's not going to play tonight. So I would probably stay off it. Hopefully she's fine. And if she does happen to play, then this would be an absolute smash. But I think that, with someone like that, if there's any doubt, they're going to be cautious and hold her out, especially on a back-to-back. So I would probably stay away from that.
That injury didn't look good to me. It looked at least like you're going to be out a few days. And the fact that, and I haven't confirmed this, but you're just saying the fact that we don't know what it is and they haven't come out and said what it is, I think is typically evidence that it might be just at least a little bit more serious than some people might believe. So I think that's the explanation for that line. Great explanation there. Okay, we got to get to the recap screen because we've already gone 34 minutes. Hand up if I missed anything. Larry, A-Mags, Prop Stars, Calvin, I think we're good. Obviously, get in the Sportsline Discord for more questions. A-Mags, you're all over that MLB channel. So if you have MLB questions that were left unanswered, I promise you, get in. Go ahead, A-Mags, get in that Discord and A-Mags will be there.
I won't keep us long. All I'll say is I mentioned it in the chat, but I like a lot of at-bat strikeouts here today for various reasons on some of these pitchers. So make sure you're in the Discord. I'll post them there.
That's discord.gg/sportsline. If you're not already there, you got to be a member to be in the Discord. So again, discord.gg/sportsline. But if you're not a member, just go to sportsline.com/join. That doesn't obviously just give you the Discord. The Discord is one small part of what Sportsline has to offer. And it's not just expert picks. It's also articles, DFS plays, model simulations, home run plays, whatever you want. Sportsline certainly has it. All right, let's get to the recap screen and finally get everybody at. See, when we talk NFL, we've got big WNBA slate, a lot of MLB post All-Star break. We just had a lot to talk about. We're going to do it again from 12 to 1 on CBS Sports Network. But here are the official plays. Pirates first five money line from me, -110. And 3M open outright, William Mau at 90-1. Again, I personally would encourage you to wait for the without Scotty Scheffler market and take this because, again, if that number gets chopped, it's not going to get chopped by a ton. It's still going to be a pretty long number. We're going to go to Yordan Alvarez, one walk, -125. That's from AMAGS. One plus walks, I guess, would be how we want to put that. Because if he gets two, obviously that cashes as well. Valdez, over 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs at even money. That also from AMAGS. We got Tempo to score first. -114, quick cash there, and then we'll wait for the Valkyries full game, -8 at -110. Prop Stars has an NFL future. Colston Loveland over 799.5 receiving yards at -110. And Ryan Weathers in MLB tonight, under 17.5 outs at -118. We go to Larry. We've got another NFL future. The Chargers over 9.5 wins at -130. And then in baseball tonight, the Diamondbacks run line, that's -1.5 at +120. We got sports line picks, the Rays money line, +126 from EC. And Micah Roberts likes the Tigers Cubs over 11.5 at -105. No home run chart today, but that'll be back very soon. Again, get in the sports line Discord. We can discuss home runs there as well. What a show. Prop Stars, AMAGS, Larry, Calvin. Great show. See some of you today from 12 to 1. Obviously, see some of you the rest of the week on the Early Edge from 10 to 1 on this Sportsline YouTube channel. A huge thank you to Ben on the ones and twos and threes and fours. We'll see you next time. Have a great, positive Monday. Hopefully, we have a positive recap screen on tomorrow's show. We'll see you then. Thanks. We rest our case.